From NPR News, this is Day to Day. In the last few days before leaving town for the holidays, Congress passed several bills. One of them will make a big difference to a lot of taxpayers. It freezes what's called the alternative minimum tax. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here. And Janet, first remind us what the AMT is.
Sure. Madeline, this is a tax that was created back in 1969. It was supposed to keep millionaires from using loopholes to pay lower taxes. But the problem is it was never indexed or adjusted for inflation. So last year, some 4 million people ended up having to pay the alternative minimum tax. And this year, it was estimated that 25 million of us would have had to pay it. I had Ed Slott try and explain to me who has to worry about AMT. He's a CPA in New York, and he runs a website called IRAhelp.com.
It's not so much how much you make, but how much expenses you have against the income you have that are not allowed under the alternative system. So people in high tax states like New York and California tend to get hit hard by the AMT because they can't deduct their real estate taxes. They can't deduct their state, local, city income taxes.
So Slott says a lot more people started having to pay this AMT tax after President Bush's tax cuts were enacted back in 2001.
So Congress is freezing this tax. How's it going to pay for this freeze?
Right now, it's not going to pay for it. Some in Congress had a plan to pay for this patch, as it's called, the AMT patch, by closing some tax loopholes. President Bush, though, threatened to veto these versions of the bill. And Ed Slott is angry at Congress and the president. He says basically this is just throwing us all a holiday bone. But in the long term, no one's paying for the fix, and it could blow a hole in the budget deficit.
They just put it on a credit card. There's no revenue offsets to pay for it. It's about a $50 billion item. And tax rates are going to go through the roof at some point for everyone. You can't keep cutting things without having revenue on the other side.
Spoken like a true CPA, right? He says, we're not going to feel the effects now. We're all going to be happy that we're not having to pay this added income tax or AMT. But he's worried that retirement savings might feel the pinch and become threatened by higher tax rates that we'll all have to pay. He really thinks that we're at the lowest tax levels that we're going to be at for a while.
Well, meanwhile, does the IRS have to do anything to deal with these changes in the AMT?
Yeah. It looks like there's going to be delays because the IRS is going to have to reprogram computers. And also tax returns have already been printed. They might have to do what they did last year and send out a warning to taxpayers that the fix for the alternative minimum tax might not be on their returns. And, you know, Madeline, all these last minute fixes, reprinting returns and handling all the questions could cost us as taxpayers a lot of money.
Because we won't get our bonuses, our big refunds as soon as we'd like, right?
Right, and we'll have to pay for the changes.
Okay, thank
ultimately.
You, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.